Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. And we're going to be talking to Paul, hopefully, about a whole gamut of stories, everything from Tesla's recent introduction announcement that they're going to build a all-wheel drive variant of their S model with, quote, super high performance capability. Also, we'll talk about some recalls. Nissan just recently said that they're recalling a bunch of vehicles, and all the latest news from Detroit and around the world. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by a representative from the company called Zbart, and also we'll be talking with Pam Oakes from CarCareForTheClueless.com. She's both an ASC-certified mechanic and radio host, and has written a number of books about automotive mechanics, mechanical issues. She is, as I said, an ASC-certified mechanic, so we're going to be talking to her about a gamut of things. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us. The regular number, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime throughout the broadcast or throughout the week, we can get you direct access to me simply by shooting an email over to bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. While we wait, hopefully, for Paul Eisenstein, a recent story crossed my desk that really caught my attention. It's from a publication called BusinessInsider.com, and they basically put together a list of cars most likely to get to the 200,000-mile mark, with the average new vehicle here in North America being more than 10 years old, and with more and more people holding on to their older vehicles, definitely vehicles are achieving higher mileage levels than we've seen in quite some time. Part of this is the result of the fact that new vehicles are built so much better today than they were not that long ago, and a lot of these vehicles have the kind of capability that will enable you to drive them for a long, long time. And I'll kind of make that a side question for you guys. If you could call into us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a vehicle that has an awful lot of miles on it and like to tell us about it, we would love to hear about your particular story. Of course, we've covered here on the broadcast the story of Irv Gordon, the gentleman with a 1966 Volvo that he has driven past the 3 million mile mark. But that's, say the least, a very much of a rarity. Most people never, ever get close to even 300,000 or 400,000 miles, let alone a million miles. But Irv is a one-of-a-kind individual and certainly has done a great deal of public relations work for the folks at Volvo, because that is certainly something that not only is in the Guinness Book of World Records as far as the vehicle with the most mileage on it, but just an amazing personal story as well. So we'll take a look here at some of the vehicles that are most likely to last 200,000 miles. We put together a list here of the top 20 longest lasting vehicles, the percentage of cars with over 200,000 miles on it, beginning with number 20 on the list. It's the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, ranks number 20. This includes trucks, this particular list. I also have a list of cars, but we'll go through the complete list to start with. Number 19 belongs to Lincoln with its sport utility vehicle, the Navigator. Number 18, the Ford F-150. Is likely to go past the 200,000-mile mark. Number 17, the Ford Explorer. Number 16, the Toyota Avalon. Number 15, also from Toyota. This time it's the small pickup truck called the Tacoma. Number 14, the Subaru Legacy. Subarus, of course, have that Boxster-style engine, that flat engine that many people like for a number of reasons: lower center of gravity, better handling, and longevity. I have a cousin who's married to a gentleman who loves to buy old Subarus with very high mileage on them, and quite often he purchases vehicles with 175,000 miles on it and runs them into the ground. Number 13 on the list, the Dodge Durango. Number 12 on the list of vehicles most likely to surpass the 200,000-mile mark, it's the Honda Accord. Number 11 from GMC, the Yukon, the big sport utility vehicle. Number 10 also belongs to GMC with the Sierra 1500. Number 9 belongs to Toyota with their Sequoia vehicle. Number 8, the GMC Yukon XL. That's the longer version of the regular Yukon. Number 7, the Chevrolet Tahoe. Number 6, GMC Sierra 2500 heavy-duty vehicle. This is a vehicle mainly used by tradespeople, the big heavy-duty GMC Sierra. Number 5, Ford's Expedition, which is no longer in production these days, but that was the very, very long. What you just said, this vehicle was actually in a basement.
It was in a basement in the unlikely town of Greenville, South Carolina. It had been there from 1955 until I bought it 4 years ago. Four different owners owned it. It was never driven, and it never left town. So it just went from one garage to another. And the garage that I found, or the basement I found it in, it had been there for probably 10 years. It was just an intriguing car, and every time somebody bought it, the price went up a little bit more and a little bit more. When I bought it, it went up a lot because it was the flavor of the month. Interesting side story, it's not in the book, but I'll tell you. My car was once owned by a Presbyterian minister who lost the car in a garage lien. Well, a few years later, this Presbyterian minister bought a second Cunningham, and he owned that until he died, and then a friend of mine owned it. And so that man He was 85. He said, Tom, can you sell this car for me? I got this Cunningham. It's in my garage, 68. I'm not a real Cunningham guy. Well, the upshot is I sold it to Jay Leno a couple of weeks ago. So now we both own cars owned by the same minister.
Oh, what a great story. We're going to have more great stories with Tom Cotter straight ahead, the author of the brand new book. You got to get it, 50 Shades of Rust. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a little bit of a digital connection problem. between my humble home studio and GCN's master control studios in Minnesota, but hopefully we won't have that disruption again. Paul Eisenstein was originally scheduled to be here on the broadcast with us, and unfortunately my producer Matt has done a great job in trying to track down Paul, but looks like he may have forgot. There was a little bit of confusion between Paul and myself earlier this week about the exact time that he was going to be on, and I told him specifically that this was the time, but you know how things get mixed up every now and then. It happens to all of us, but when it happens to us here on the radio, it can be a bit of an annoyance, to say the least. But Paul is a great contributor, and if we don't get him back with us this week, we will definitely get him back with us in the not-too-distant future. I was running down a list here of cars and vehicles that, percentage-wise, go over 200,000 miles. Now, when you look at the percentage of the number of cars from a particular brand that go over 200,000 miles, it's pretty slim, and I'm going to point that out as we go down this list a little bit further. I've been running down the top 20, and these are the top vehicles, including trucks and SUVs. The Silverado 1500 from Chevrolet in 19th place, the Lincoln Navigator in that's in 20th place, Lincoln Navigator in 19th place, the Ford F-150 18, Ford Explorer 17, Toyota Avalon 16, the Tacoma from Toyota 15, the Subaru Legacy 14, Dodge Durango 13th place, 12th place, Honda Accord 11th place, GMC Yukon 10th place, the GMC Sierra 1500 9th place, the Toyota Sequoia 8th place, the GMC Yukon Extended Wheelbase XL, 7th place, the Chevrolet Tahoe, 6th place, the GMC Sierra 2500 Heavy Duty, 5th place, the Ford Expedition, Ford Expedition, number 4, the Toyota 4Runner, number 3, the Chevrolet Suburban, number 2, Chevrolet's Silverado 2500 Heavy Duty, and the number 1 ranking vehicle with the percentage of cars over 200,000 miles with a score of 4.2%. So this is not a huge amount, but 4.2% of vehicles out there on the highways happen to be Ford F-250 Super Duty pickup trucks that have lasted over 200,000 miles. Let's take a look at some other vehicles here. Specifically, we'll take a look at just plain cars with the percentage of cars going over the 200,000 mile mark. Why don't we do the top 10? Number 10, the Subaru Outback. Number 9, Acura's TL. Number 8, the Honda Civic. Number 7, the Ford Taurus. Number 6, Toyota's Camry. Number 5, the Nissan Maxima. Number 4, the Honda Odyssey. Number 3, the Toyota Avalon. Number 2, the Subaru Legacy. And number 1, the Honda Accord. So as you can see, dominated by Japanese manufacturers, all Japanese manufactured vehicles with the exception of the Ford Taurus. Not a single German on the list. That's interesting. No BMW, no Mercedes-Benz, no Porsche, no Italian vehicles on this list, no Swedish vehicles on this list, no British vehicles on this list. And that's an interesting little factoid. How about yourself? Have you got a vehicle with a lot of miles on it? I'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Some of the other big stories making headlines this past week here in the world of automobiles comes from the survey by a company called Interbrand. This is an annual survey of the world's most valuable brands. Usually, as you can imagine, some of the some of the giants of technology as well as some food companies tend to dominate this sector. But let's see, on the automotive side, Toyota was ranked 8th overall, lagging behind such tech giants as number one, Apple. The Apple brand is the most valuable brand in all of the world, according to the company called Interbrand. What else is in that top 10? We've got Google in second place, and we've got Coca-Cola in third place. Why don't we focus on the automotive side of the fence? Mercedes Toyota is number one in the automotive sector. Next up was Mercedes-Benz, and number three was BMW. So interesting, taking a look at vehicles that last a whole lot of miles and looking at the value of a brand. Toyota as a brand is the most valuable nameplate out there when it comes to brand recognition and reputation of brand. Very interesting. Mercedes coming in second, BMW coming in third. It's interesting to me that we don't see on that list of vehicles going over 200,000 miles vehicles from those two automakers, Mercedes and BMW. Mercedes are known to last a long time, especially their diesel vehicles, but they didn't happen to make this particular list. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can reach out via the email as well. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's throw out a trivia question also and give away some prizes courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, as well as courtesy of Marie at Wash Drops, the new way to wash your vehicle. So here's the question. This vehicle was called the Prelude. Who made the Prelude? It's not around anymore, but it was around for a lot of years, and it was a very popular vehicle from this particular brand. The telephone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, recalls continue to cause a lot of havoc here in 2015 for all kinds of brands. The latest one is from Nissan. And I'll tell you about this very unusual recall from the Nissan brand after we step aside for some important messages here on Auto World. We've got Bob calling in from Missouri, but we've got room for you as well at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We're having some technical problems on my end of the fence. So, again, if you lose me for a few moments, it's just because of that reason. But things are looking good right now, and we've got a trivia question out there about the Prelude. Who made the Prelude? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Listening on KSIS, it's my pleasure to welcome Bob to Auto World. Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. And yourself?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. Facing a few challenges these days, but aren't we all?
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely. You just got to keep moving a day at a time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, Bob, do you remember who made the Prelude?
Seems like that was Honda Prelude.
Yes, it was, and it was a quite popular offering for a long time. They made a two-door Prelude for quite some time, and many people very much like that nameplate. I wouldn't be surprised someday Honda may resurrect it. Congratulations. What's your favorite new vehicle out there on the road?
I think for new, I'm kind of an American-made fellow. My family worked for General Motors, so I'm kind of partial to that little Cadillac ATS.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a vehicle that I haven't had the chance of testing yet. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's won a lot of accolades, to say the least. So you're a man with good taste. Hang on the line, and we'll go. Oh, well, before you get off the line, let me ask you, have you ever driven your any vehicle past 200,000 miles or anywhere near that kind of number?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's my play toy. I have a 72 Monte Carlo, 1972 Monte Carlo, and it's got a 402 big block in it, 400 turbo transmission, 12-volt 373, and it's got 227,000 miles.
Wow, congratulations. That's a good story to share with us. Well, excellent. Hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to get all your information, get you a prize from Busted Knuckle and from the folks at Wash Drops. Thanks so much for calling in, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, and I love talking with you guys, and I think as long as Paul is absent, we're going to play some extended trivia here in this hour of the broadcast, and I'm also going to continue to tell you about some interesting little factoids. Why don't we throw out another question here about a vehicle that you can't buy right now, but it was certainly available for quite a number of years. Let's see. Why don't we do this? Who made the vehicle known as the Granada? Who made the Granada? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Do you remember, going back in time, who made the Granada? Quite often, late at night, my wife likes to watch some comedy, and in rerun form, been looking at some old Cheers episodes from the 1980s, and I noticed in their opening on Cheers that one of these Granadas is right in the opening of the program. Who made the Granada? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, recalls, you know, in a usual year, let's put it that way, a recall of about 220,000 vehicles wouldn't necessarily, I kind of disagree with this article. I think a recall of 220,000, in this case, mid-sized sedans, might make some significant headlines. But the author that I'm reading this article from, the author, is talking in context for this year, because this year the auto industry has already recalled 40 million vehicles, all different manufacturers, all different makes and models. Imagine that, 40 million vehicles. But the latest to join the recall club is from Nissan. It's about 220,000 Nissan Altima sedans sold in the U.S. during the 2013 model year. And the problem is, their secondary hood latches could fail. I like the way they call it, the secondary hood latch. I wonder what they mean by the primary hood latch. I'm going to ask Pam, who will be with us in hour number two of the broadcast, to define that for us, because to me there's only one hood latch. So this is what Nissan is calling a secondary hood latch. And what can happen if you're driving along in your 2013 model year Nissan Altima is the hoods could potentially fly open while the vehicles are in motion. Now, that would not be a pretty thing. You're driving along, having a good time, it's a beautiful day, and the next thing you know, your hood is up in the air blocking your vision. I mean, that could really cause some serious accidents, serious problems. So I'm glad Nissan is stepping up to the plate and recalling these vehicles. That's the latest big recall. The other big story that we've got to tell you about is two announcements from the Tesla car company, the electric car company. They have released an all-wheel drive, as well as something called autopilot, and something that they think will put the Tesla in the same performance range as a million-dollar McLaren supercar. Well, we'll see about that. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we're asking about the Granada. Who made the Granada? Well, lots of people on the line from all over the place. Let's go to Larry joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Larry on line one, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Just fine.
So what do you think? Who made the Granada?
It was made by Ford.
Yes, it was. Very popular vehicle in its day, and as I noted, looking at the reruns of Cheers in the 80s, you see a Granada going blasting by on Beacon Street in Boston, and certainly reminds me of at one time how popular that vehicle was. How about yourself, Larry? Have you ever driven a vehicle close to or exceeding 200,000 miles?
In fact, I have two right now. I have a Tahoe with like 315,000 miles on it, and that's an 01 Tahoe, and a 93 Honda Civic that has 315 on it.
Wow, that's cool. Well, the Tahoe was on this list that I read a little bit earlier as being one of those vehicles that quite often goes off, goes over the 200,000 mile rank. It's ranked 7 on the list. But the Civic, that's interesting. So you've gotten a lot of mileage out of the Civic. Have you had to do any major engine work on that Civic?
Absolutely none. Exhaust system, tires, and batteries maintenance, but nothing as far as the engine. And it's just about to fall apart, but it has gotten as high as 45 miles to the gallon. It gets 36 to 38 consistently. And it's
wow.
Just an excellent, reliable car. Always starts.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And Larry, I'll have you hang on for Matt, and we'll give you also a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and from the folks at Wash Drops. Thanks for listening on KXEL. Telephone-wise, the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out another trivia question as we go into this break. Who made the Neon? Which car company brought us the Neon? 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and if you check out our network's website, GCNLive.com, you can see some stories that I have written in the realm of auto reviews. As a matter of fact, I've got a story up there on a vehicle that I had a few weeks back. It was the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Special Edition. It was an Overland 4x4. You can read what I have to say about that. Also, another website I do a lot of work for is epictimes.com, which is a great website, and you can read my recent review of the Lexus small hybrid, the CT200H, and tomorrow it will go up live, my review of another small car, the Fiat 500, but not your regular Fiat 500. This one was the high-performance one. It was called the Fiat 500C for Cabriolet, a Barth edition. Who's a Barth? Well, a Barth was a tuner guy in Italy, Carlo Barth, and his company was bought by Fiat in 1971, so these are kind of like the hot Fiats. So you'll read about my review of that vehicle. What's in my test car driveway this week? A vehicle that I've been really longing to drive. There have been a couple recently that I've been very fortunate to get that I've been longing to drive, the new Audi A3. All-new vehicle, and the Chrysler 200, all-new vehicle as well, and that's what I've been enjoying, very much enjoying this week, and I would recommend that vehicle, but you'll see my review on that at GCNLive.com and also at EpicTimes.com, so look for that. We've got a trivia question out there, and the trivia question is a relatively easy one. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we're also telling you about some of the latest news from the automotive world, including the fact that Tesla, the electric car company, expensive car, is giving Model S battery vehicles a D, which is their high-performance version. But for some, especially for those people who live in snowy areas, they're likely to award the company with an A. That is the new Tesla Model S D edition will be the first to get all-wheel drive, which is a must in many parts of the country. If you live in New England, if you live in the Midwest, or any place that you get a lot of snow, it's definitely to your advantage to have all-wheel drive. Meanwhile, a high-performance version of the all-wheel drive D Model S now will be capable of launching this electric vehicle from 0 to 60 miles an hour in barely 3 seconds, a little over 3 seconds. That's on par with the $1 million McLaren P1 supercar, according to Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Also, Tesla has been fooling around with some other things, including a new autopilot system. These autonomous driving vehicles are becoming very much in vogue these days in the news. The autopilot system in the Tesla will allow nearly hands-free driving on the highway. And according to the folks at Tesla, the technology, however, fell short of expectations that the Tesla would reveal a fully autonomous version of the Model S. They were originally expected to have a completely autonomous vehicle, but like General Motors with their new Super Cruise, which is going to debut for 2015 in their top-of-the-line Cadillac, they are going in the realm of this hands-free driving. How do you feel about that? That is the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're also polling you if you yourself have driven a vehicle, and so far two of the callers that we have talked to have driven vehicles and perhaps also in these two cases own vehicles with an excess of 200,000 miles on it. So we definitely want to hear that answer from you as well. Meanwhile, trivia question wise, we've got a trivia question out there, and hopefully we've got somebody to solve that question. Let's go to Norma joining us in Missouri. Norma,
hello.
You're next.
Hello?
Hey there. Hi, Norma. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. was your neon question still a good one?
Yes, it is. Who made the neon?
It made by Chrysler, and we have a grandson that owns one. That makes it easy.
and it was the underpinnings for a lot of other Chrysler vehicles. Many people don't realize that, but the Chrysler PT Cruiser was actually built off that same platform. And one of my producers, I won't embarrass him, but one of my producers here at the network actually has Dodge Neon. So you are 100% correct. We're going to give you a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. But let's ask you the question that I've been polling folks since I read a story at the top about the vehicles, most likely brand new vehicles, to reach 200,000 miles. Have you ever driven a vehicle anywhere near close to 200,000 miles?
Oh, yes. We've driven at least four.
Wow. This really surprises me. That's
we're
great.
Still driving. Oh, sorry. We're still driving two of them. Our 89 Mercury Grand Marquis has got over 200 and it's about 220. About 220,000 miles. We're still driving it.
That's great. Certainly. And what's the other vehicle that you have?
Well, we have a 99 Dodge diesel that's a 2500 that it's over 400,000.
Wow.
And then we had an 89 Plymouth Voyager that we drove. It was over 225,000. And then we
Amazing.
Had a 93 Dodge Grand Caravan that we ran over 600,000.
Well, I'm proud of you, Norma.
We're just cheapskates, I'm afraid.
I'm proud of you. That is fantastic. Congratulations. And congratulations for getting the neon question right. Hang on for Matt. Don't be a stranger. Call us anytime. We'll get you out those cool prizes courtesy of Busted Knuckle and Wash Drops. Thanks so much, Norma. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I kind of like giving away stuff. I'm in that kind of mood here today. My birthday is upcoming this week, so maybe I've got presents on my mind, so I'm giving you guys some presents here on the radio. Wish I could give you free cars, but maybe someday if I get my television show, we can do that and give away a free car and reward all of my Auto World listeners over these past two decades. Let's throw out another trivia question, and shall we make it a little tougher, or what do you think here? We'll kind of go in the middle ground here. All right, why don't we make it a question about a... I think that one's going to be a little bit too hard, so why don't we go with this particular question. Who made... there could be some confusion on this one, so I'm going to pass over that one as well. Why don't we go with this question? Who made the Versailles? Which car company made the Versailles? Wasn't around for very long. Sounds luxury, doesn't it? Versailles. What do you drive?
I drive a Versailles.
Anyway, who made the Versailles? It was actually a spin-off of another vehicle that we may have mentioned a little bit earlier here in our trivia contest. Who made the Versailles? This was a vehicle that was around in very limited numbers in the 1970s. I don't think it carried over into the 80s. No, it definitely did not. But it was based on another American car. So it's definitely a vehicle from one of the American manufacturers. It's either a Ford Lincoln Mercury product or a GM product or a Chrysler product. Who made the Versailles? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. And I'll tell you what, we'll hold that over to the second hour of the broadcast because they're chasing me out the door for this hour. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Lott.
I've had a gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.